ideas are highly controversial and yet exceedingly popular. Speculative yet intriguing. Pretty yet useless. Most of them are so difficult to test, they are practically untestable. Others are untestable, even theoretically. What they have in common is that they are backed up by theoreticians convinced that their math contains an element of truth about nature. Their theories, they believe, are too good to not be true. The invention of new natural laws, theory development, is not taught in classes and not explained in textbooks. Some of it physicists learn studying the history of science, but most of it they pick up from older colleagues, friends and mentors, supervisors and reviewers, handed from one generation to the next. Much of it is experience, a hard-earned intuition for what works. When asked to judge the promise of a newly invented but untested theory, physicists draw upon the concepts of naturalness, simplicity or elegance, and beauty. These hidden rules are ubiquitous in the foundations of physics. They are invaluable and in utter conflict with the scientific mandate of objectivity. The hidden rules served us badly. Even though we proposed an abundance of new natural laws, they all remained unconfirmed. And while I witnessed my profession slip into crisis, I slipped into my own personal crisis. I'm not sure anymore that what we do here, in the foundations of physics, is science. And if not, then why am I wasting my time with it? I went into physics because I don't understand human behavior. I went into physics because math tells it how it is. I liked the cleanliness, the unambiguous machinery, the command math has over nature. 2 decades later, what prevents me from understanding physics is that I still don't understand human behavior. We cannot give exact mathematical rules that define if a theory is attractive or not, says Gianfrancesco Giudice. However, it is surprising how the beauty and elegance of a theory are universally recognized by people from different cultures. When I tell you, look, I have a new paper and my theory is beautiful, I don't have to tell you the details of my theory. You will get why I'm excited, right? I don't get it. That's why I am talking to him. Why should the laws of nature care what I find beautiful? Such a connection between me and the universe seems very mystical, very romantic, very not me. But then John doesn't think that nature cares what I find beautiful, but what he finds beautiful. Most of the time it's a gut feeling, he says. Nothing that you can measure in mathematical terms. It is what one calls physical intuition. There is an important difference between how physicists and mathematicians see beauty. It's the right combination between explaining empirical facts and using fundamental principles that makes a physical theory successful and beautiful. John is head of the theory division at CERN, the Conseil Européen pour la Recherche Nucléaire. CERN operates what is currently the largest particle collider, the Large Hadron Collider, LHC, humankind's closest look yet at the elementary building blocks of matter, a $6 billion, 16-mile underground ring to accelerate protons and smash them together at almost the speed of light. The LHC is a compilation of extremes, supercooled magnets, ultra-high vacuum, computer clusters that, during the experiments, record about 3 gigabytes of data, comparable to several thousand e-books per second. The LHC brought together thousands of scientists, decades of research, and billions of high-tech components for one purpose: find out what we're made of. Physics is a subtle game, Jean continues, and discovering its rules requires not only rationality, but also subjective judgment. For me, it is this unreasonable aspect that makes physics fun and exciting. I am calling from my apartment. Cardboard boxes are stacked around me. My appointment in Stockholm has come to an end. It's time to move on and chase another research grant. When I graduated, I thought this community would be a home, a family of like-minded inquirers seeking to understand nature. But I have become